What's good, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of Black and Aquatics Freedom Through Swimming. I'm your host, Cesaria, also known as Coach T. Just so you know, April is Adult Learn to Swim Month, and know that it's never too late to start swimming. You can start swimming or start learning how to swim at any age, so don't let that discourage you. This week is going to kind of be a continuation of last week's episode. Last week, I know I mentioned that I wanted to go to April Pool's Day that was being hosted by Danielle of Alma Swim Foundation and Kim of Courageous Leap. I was not able to go to this event, but I saw that this event was a huge success, so I wanted to shout them out again. Their big news is that they were able to get April Pool's Day, or get April 1st proclamated as April Pool's Day. And I'm just going to go ahead and read what the proclamation says from their Instagram account. The proclamation says, "Water safety and drowning prevention education are critical, and it's important that our community works to ensure swimming and learning about swimming safety are accessible and affordable to everyone. And whereas Courageous Leap and the Alma Swim Foundation have committed themselves to cultivating equal swim opportunities that will inspire and shift the perceptions of the residents in Orlando and beyond. And whereas our community is using April 1, recognized as April Fool's Day, to promote water safety, we believe that drowning is not a joke, and April Pool's Day is an opportunity to increase public awareness of measures which prevent water-related deaths, injuries, and lack of preparation. And to kick off April Pool's Day, Courageous Leap and the Alma Swim Foundation, in partnership with the City of Orlando, will host the inaugural April Pool's Day Community Water Safety Party at the Dover Shores Neighborhood Center. The day includes swim circuits, workshops, and educational activities to encourage the next generation of courageous swimmers." Yep. And then at the very bottom it says, "Now, therefore, I, Buddy Dyer, Mayor of the City of Orlando, do hereby proclaim April 1, 2023 as April Pool's Day in the City of Orlando." So, big ups to them. That's an incredible thing. It looked like so much fun. I really wanted to go so bad, and I do feel a type of way about missing it, but hopefully next year, you know, whenever, or not whenever, but wherever they have it, I hope to make it for sure. Next up, the Swim Proud Fun. Now, I'm not sure how I forgot this topic last week, but let's go ahead and get into it this week. So, the Swim Proud Fund is a fund that SoulCap announced at the end of last month. Last year, I did an episode about them, so go ahead and check that out if you haven't heard it already. But at the end of March, they announced the Swim Proud Fund, which is a fund that allow them to donate £100,000 over the next 5 years to organizations in the UK that support or that will help them in the mission of breaking down the barriers. They partner with a consultant firm and identified 6 barriers that stop Black people from swimming or getting involved with the sport. And those 6 barriers are 1, inherited fear and disadvantage, 2, pride and shame, 3, myths and prejudice, 4, racism and representation, 5, access, and 6, here. This is an amazing thing, a Black company supporting Black swim projects in their area to continue to help to move the movement forward. I'll post a link to their swim fund in the show notes. Next up, Diversity in Aquatics announced that they will be having an event in LA on Saturday, May 6th. As you know, they release more information. I will be sure to let y'all know if y'all are interested in attending that event. Last but not least, an announcement of my own. My swim company, Mobile Swim Training LLC, is now accepting new clients. So if you live in Tallahassee or Jacksonville or some surrounding areas, feel free to reach out to us to inquire about private swimming lessons. The best way to reach out to us would be to call or text myself or to send me an email at info@mobileswimtraining.com. All that information can also be found on my website, mobileswimtraining.com. As always, if there are any swim projects or businesses in your local community that serve the Black community and you think we should highlight them, reach out to us at podcast@blackandaquatics.com. Thanks for checking in. Peace.